This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ann Smith-Grahita.
With us is Mark Landon Smith. Mark often talks to us about different dramatic endeavors that he's pursuing, and for the holiday season, Santaland Diaries.
We've got Santaland Diaries coming up. Absolutely. Now, this has been written by David Sedaris, who wrote it as an essay. Now, David has been a frequent...
was first heard on NPR,
First heard on NPR. And David is a frequent guest here at the Walton Arts Center, and he was here last year. My good friend Leilani Law, popular artist about town, is real good friends with him. So we got to hang out a little bit, meaning I got to talk to him after a show. Yeah, David Sedaris, great humorist, writer, and this is an essay that he wrote that was turned into a one-man show, which my company, along with Julie Gable, Ceramic Cow Productions, is producing next week.
And the essays are based on his real-life experiences of being an elf in a department store, right?
Yes. He was had moved to New York and couldn't find a job, so he ended up being hired as an elf at Macy's Santaland. And he was like 33 when this happened. You know, he wasn't like some kid out of high school. So this was the only job he could find. So it's just his story of his experiences working as that elf.
And this is a one-man show, right?
It is a one-man show. It is. It's me on stage for an hour just telling these stories about these experiences.
And I'm kind of excited because I've known you for a while now, and I don't know that I've ever seen you on stage.
No, I know. I don't get, except for with Fun Bags.
Right, with Fun Bags.
Which is different, which is a lot different, our comedy improv group. But I have not been on stage as an actor in quite some time, so I'm looking forward. I'm calling this my comeback.
When you're a one-man show, my big fear would be that you've got, you know, if I'm on stage with someone and something happens, and much like you talk about when you hear about Fun Bags, how you rely on each other and you help each other, one-man show.
It's just me. Yeah. And, that is part of it, you know. It is just one person, so you don't have another actor to relate to. You don't have another actor to help you out in case you do get in trouble, so to speak. But you have you're relating the whole show to the audience, so you have a room full of people who are listening to you, as opposed to just like when you're on stage with another actor and you're just totally focused on them. I get to focus on all of these wonderful people out there in the dark.
And you've been rehearsing your lines for a little bit, so.
Yes, it's August. It's 35 pages. So
right.
I remember
you telling me that you were starting to rehearse. And is it strange for you to sort of have to switch gears from being sort of the director and telling other people what to do to becoming the person on stage and still sort of telling yourself what to do? I mean, is there somebody helping you out with that?
Well, Julie Gable's directing the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And but it's really not, because it's just shifting gears, and I compartmentalize everything. So in this instance, I'm just the actor as opposed to – in other instances where I'm the producer or the director or the writer, you know, and I don't really let those lines cross at all. So I totally depend upon Julie, and it's collaborative. We talk about certain things, and, you know, I offer suggestions on how to do things, but she's been really, really excellent in directing me, and because I play a lot of different roles within the show itself. There's the role of the actor or the character telling the story, but he's also assuming all these different characters who are part of the story too. So,
should mention, I mean, it's very much a Christmas tinged show, but it's also advisable that you be of a mature age.
We are saying 21 and up, and there is some language, and there is a bar there, so a cash bar. And we just want people to be aware because, you know, some people could get confused just by the name being
Santa. Sure, you hear
Santa,
right.
Sure. Yeah, and thinking it's just family entertainment. Depends on what family you're from. But, this is not for children at all, or, you know, even high school kids. So, yeah, it's strictly for adults.
8th, 9th, and 10th?
8th, 9th, and 10th at the York Bowl on Dixon Street. The show starts at 7:30. The doors will open at 7, and tickets are $12 a person. It's general seating. As mentioned before, there is a cash bar. And for ticket reservations, you can call our box office at 200-5893. And you can also visit our website at ceramiccowproductions.org for complete information. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Yes, next week. Yes.
Well, break a leg.
Thank you so much.